Hey guys, and welcome to the High Road Podcast. This is your host, Maddie, and as always, I'm so incredibly grateful for you tuning in. So I welcome you to this week's episode titled The In-Between Time. And I'm going to really dive into this week because I've experienced so many seasons where I have a goal, I have an idea, I have a plan, but I don't know how to get there. Oftentimes in life, when we want to do something, when we have a plan or have an idea, oftentimes we are not executing those things because maybe we don't know how to get there, but we're getting stuck in the in-between time. When nothing is happening, when we're not seeing the success, when we're not seeing the progress. And this can be with anything that we do in life, whether this is a physical, like a fitness goal, you know, losing weight, gaining muscle, whether this is a financial goal, we're not seeing the debt be paid off, we're feeling like we're struggling every month. This can be something, whether it's, you know, related to schooling or a training, a job, right? Where we are feeling like, man, here's the end goal and we're miles away from it. In fact, I can't even see the light at the end of the tunnel. So what do we do when we're in those places? Oftentimes when we compare ourselves to maybe celebrities or people, you know, influencers, we're constantly on social media, and the people that we see, the people that we're comparing ourselves to maybe, are the people who have already made it. But the problem is when we're doing those things is that we're not seeing their beginning. We're not seeing the very, you know, beginning of their path, of their road, of their journey. We're typically only seeing the end. And so it oftentimes kind of tricks our brain into thinking, man, there's something that I'm doing wrong. You know, it's going to take too long to get there. So why even start? But really, truly, everybody has their own journey to go through. And maybe sometimes those journeys are much shorter or longer for some, depending on what their goal is, what their path is, what their purpose is, right? Everybody has their own thing, their own journey. But when we look at these people who have already made it, so to speak, it sometimes can make, at least speaking for myself, it has made me feel bad in the past. And so I think that when we look at other people, we have to be really careful because I think we can really learn from others. There are so many influencers, there's podcasters, there's, you know, fitness people that I'm following, there's single moms and, you know, who are just doing it all. And I'm like, dang, I really want to be there. You know, I want to be in that place. I want to reach those goals. But being really careful that you're not comparing yourself. You're simply maybe using those people to help you, to support you, to help you learn what to do, what not to do. We can learn from other people without comparing ourselves to them. So I think that that's really, really important, is understanding that when we see other people who maybe have what we want or in a place that we want to get to, we have to understand that oftentimes we don't see the very beginning. We only see the end result when they're already successful. So being really, really careful if you are put in that position. And that is the world that we live in. Like I said, it's all around us. We can easily compare ourselves to other people or to look at somebody and think, man, they have what I want. And then that can really discourage us in a way. If we're looking at it in a negative, with a negative perspective, it can be very discouraging. But if we look at it with the right light, if we're looking at it with the correct lens and with the right perception, we can use other people who are experiencing a journey that maybe we want to get to, not in a negative way, not to compare ourselves, not to feel down on ourselves, but to learn from them and to hopefully go through your own journey and one day reach the goal that maybe that person has already or is also working on. So I think that that's a very, very special thing. And that's, one of the joys of having social media. In this day and age, we often hear so many negative things about social media and what it's done to just, ruin the world. But again, that's a biased, under certain circumstances, are those things true? Absolutely. But from another standpoint, social media is something that can really, really help us in a sense. TikTok is one thing that, man, I've used to follow so many influencers and I've learned so many things and been motivated by so many people and their journeys and, where they're at and where I want to be. So I think when we look at it from that light, social media can be a really, really helpful, tool that we can use when it comes to our goals. So I think it's also really important that when we are looking at progress and success and coming up with our own definitions of those things, understanding personally what is your definition of success? Because truthfully, my definition of success and someone who's money hungry is going to be absolutely completely different, right? So oftentimes, I think we have to come up with what we think success is before we're even creating our own goals and what we think is, the person that we want to be in the life that we want to live. I know that success for me is not going to be that I'm a millionaire, right? I understand that money means freedom, and but the life that I want to live is the freedom to have the time to spend with the people that I, want to spend time with my family, with my friends, with my children. I want to be able to live a life that's filled with peace, that's filled with good health and, good fitness and just overall healthy relationships and a healthy mindset. And, with those things, my own definition of success, I believe that other really good things are going to come out of those. But again, my definition of success could be completely different, right? A lot of people believe that when you have success, it might mean that your house looks a certain way, the cars that you drive look a certain way. Maybe your family, your children look a certain way. And I'm not saying that any of those things are wrong. I'm just simply saying that everybody's, definition looks a little different. So I think before you get started with any goal, you especially need to understand what does it look like for you and what is realistic for you. Now, when we are measuring progress and success, I think it's really important to understand, kind of like when I was talking about earlier, that we don't often see it. We don't really see it when we're in the middle of it. And I really believe that's because we're, I kind of think that that is for a purpose. I look back and I think of the times when, after I had my children. I, of course, had gained a lot of weight, and that's, of course, for many women. And so I had a fitness goal. And to this day, I'm still not where I want to be, but I just really started a routine. And I was just trying to simply, I mean, I started small, like just working out, trying to work out consistently, not every day, just a couple times a week, not doing anything crazy. I've got into lifting for the first time in my life and really just started very, very small. I simply started not even cutting out foods, just trying to be more mindful of the things that I was eating and the portions that I was taking in. And all of a sudden, I really just looked back and I was like, whoa, this is where I am now. I feel a lot better. It's affected me in a positive way, physically, emotionally, mentally, everything. And I think oftentimes that's just one example. We are on our own journeys. We're going through, just our goal journeys and making progress. And then all of a sudden we look back and we're like, whoa. And then we surprise ourselves. But I think we need to really be mindful and be aware that it is really discouraging sometimes when we can't see the progress, when we're in this in-between time, when we're in this slow time, when we're not really seeing anything. Maybe we're not even feeling the progress. Maybe we're feeling really discouraged. But oftentimes that's because right then and there, that's when we're doing the root work. And the root work is the work underneath, right? We're setting the foundation. I think of the times in my life when I was simply just trying to work on being comfortable with being by myself. And it felt so uncomfortable. It felt like I'm talking like my skin. It was almost like my skin was just crawling. I mean, I was literally, I could have physically started itching. It was so uncomfortable at times when I felt like I needed another person, but I was really just releasing so many negative things and healing and, really working on not being a people pleaser all the time and being okay, not running from my emotions, being able to sit with them and understanding that I had what I needed, that I was equipped to handle the things that I was going through without negatively being dependent on someone else to do the work for me. Because throughout my life, I oftentimes was using other people as pacifiers. And what I mean by that is like using people not in a way that I was intending to hurt them or actually use them. What I mean is almost having just distractions. When I needed to probably be feeling something, when I needed to be sitting with myself, I was using something else as a distraction. And we do that all the time as people. We do that all the time when things are uncomfortable for us, right? Maybe we scroll through social media rather than having a face-to-face confrontation conversation with somebody. We do those things all the time, but that was just something that I really needed to learn, but it was so uncomfortable. And so that in-between time for me, I didn't see it. I was like, man, I feel like nothing is changing. I'm continuing to sit with myself. I'm going to therapy. I'm, meditating and I'm waking up every morning and every night and just sitting in silence. And like I did all of these things. That's when I really started to talk and record, and without even knowing at the time that I was going to get into a whole podcast, right? I had no idea. But at the time, I knew that I had to do something to release the things that I was feeling in a negative way. But it was really hard for me to see that progress. And honestly, I think it's also important to understand sometimes we make progress and then we take a step backwards. And I did that a lot. And then I was really, really hard on myself when I felt like I made a mistake or I felt like I did something that I shouldn't have done. But we do really have to focus on moving forward in those moments when we have goals, no matter what our goals are, when we make mistakes, not sitting in that cycle, not sitting in that cycle of guilt, shame. Oh, I'm not good enough. I knew that I couldn't do it. And for a long time, I actually repeated those cycles over and over and over again because I was pushing myself so hard to reach a certain goal. And then once I didn't get there, or maybe I made a mistake and I felt like I hit a huge road bump. And then that really just turned into a cycle of, okay, now I'm not good enough and I'll never be able to do this. And now I'm going to sit in my guilt and my shame and I'm just going to repeat that cycle. And then that really stopped me from reaching my goals in a lot of ways. So I think that it's just so incredibly important to be really mindful that when we're going through these things, when we're going through this process, understanding that it's okay if we don't see it right away. And the reason why we're not is it's because that we're laying the foundation. We're doing the work underneath. So here in a minute, I'm going to show you one of the most important and best talks that I've ever heard in my entire life. It's by Eric Thomas, and I'm going to put the link and the accreditations and everything in my description of my podcast today. So I hope that you take a look at it. I hope that you listen to it several times, but I have, honestly, I listen to it when I work out, if I'm feeling unmotivated, things like that. But I have listened to this one particularly several times, and it has absolutely changed the way that I think. And I love his metaphor between the foundation and what you'll hear of this gigantic, very large building, and how important it is to have a strong foundation. Here it is.
60 Minutes. I saw it on 60 Minutes, right? The Millennium Tower, right? I love it. The Millennium Towers are probably the most gorgeous, right? From an outward adorning standpoint, the best building architectural structure right now in America is in San Francisco. They have 400 multi-million dollar units. Listen to what I'm telling you. They have 400 in this beautiful glass structured building that makes you go, oh. This guy said the other day, y'all gotta watch the series on 60 Minutes. This couple, right, they left. They said they lost $3 million. They had to just leave their condo. He said what happened one day, he don't even know what happened, a marble dropped. And when the marble dropped, the marble didn't go. He said, whoa, no marble's supposed to go from there to there on his own and come back here. He started making some phone calls, like, what's going on? And what they discovered is that this billion-dollar suite building was built on sand. It's a waste. All that money spent is beautiful. You can see the Bay Area from. It was gorgeous, but structurally, it's weak. Structurally, it's weak. And what they did, here's the crazy part. What they did was they went 800 feet down. So I'm like, yo, we went 800 feet down. That's enough. It is. It's enough if you're not building that type of structure. But because that structure is 58 stories high, you can't go 800 feet down, because 800 feet down is nothing but sand and gravel. But if they would have gone 2,000 feet down, they would have hit bedrock. Oh, I'm talking to somebody today. You got married on sand. You got married on sand. You got married on, she looked good. He looked good. Sand. Come on, talk to me, y'all. So what bedrock is when you go sand, and listen to me very closely, contrary to popular belief, your life will be exposed, listen to me, to all the elements. Yep, California is gorgeous. Yep, but they're Muslims. Why? Because they built on the sand. They didn't take them some beautiful houses up there, but they didn't go bedrock. So guess what? When it starts raining and there's an earthquake, that beautiful house come on sliding all the way down. It's a beautiful, gorgeous structure. Bro, have you seen the granite countertop? We building it, y'all. We building on granite countertop. Like, that's what we own. That's what we own. If I get my hair did, I can get the right man. If I wear the right outfit, I can get the right. So you on Instagram, I'm talking about you create, you making your own grade. Every time you show your body, every time it's about your hair, every time it's about your flesh, all you say. And then some of you, you a little deeper than that, so you done went topsoil on me. Then some of us, yep, you went a little further to the subsoil. You went a little further. You hit the subsoil on me. You did good. But you have to understand, whether you get married, whether you get a you an entrepreneur, whether you have a job, whether you get a degree, you go into a career, you will be exposed to the elements. A tornado coming, an earthquake coming, a thunderstorm and lightning is coming.
So there you have it. That truly is one of the motivational speeches that I have listened to over and over and over again. And it has every single time it keeps getting better. And what I'm comparing that to today is the fact that we have to be able to understand what our foundation is. And we have to set that. We have to know before we can ever reach any goals what our goal is. And what success looks like for us. And then we have to build a foundation. And I think it's really okay in the in-between time when we don't see it, when we don't see the progress, when we don't see the person that we want to become, to not be discouraged, to feel okay if we are discouraged, but to understand that that's right where we build the foundation. When it gets hard, when we do the work, when we don't feel like it, when it's boring, when we are feeling like crap, when we're not happy, when we're not joyful, when we're not passionate, when we're in that in-between, when we are not seeing the huge progress that we want to see, when we're not seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, that is what builds us. That's what builds our character. And so when I look back and I think of the time when I was working on myself and I was sitting with myself and learning how to not run from things that were so incredibly uncomfortable and hard for me, and I was doing the work and taking the high road, that's when I was building everything that made me equipped for everything that I was supposed to go through. And now I look back and I think, man, that's something that I really easily glanced over, that in-between time. Because in the moment, again, we don't feel it. We don't see it. So therefore, we're like, this is not a special time. It's not going to be special until I reach my goal. But we have to understand, it's about that time in the middle. It's about who we are in the middle. When it's not fun, when we don't feel encouraged, when we don't feel like we want to keep going. So today I encourage you, with whatever goal that you have, that you're doing the work even when you don't feel like it, because that's what builds you. That's what makes you equipped. Who are we when we're bored? Who are we when we're uncomfortable? Who are we when we're not passionate? Something that I think of all the time as someone who believes in God is, it is so easy going to church on Sunday and being in that worship center and singing gospel songs with other people, with other believers who love Jesus Christ, being in that amazing, healthy, happy environment. And that's where I feel so much peace with the church that I go to. But understand, that's where it's easy. It's easy when the people around me are also singing and happy and joyful. It's easy to think about all the good things that I'm going to do that week. It's easy in that very moment when I'm singing gospel songs and my hands are in the air and I am just so incredibly happy to be there praising God, than to think, all right, these are the things that I'm going to do. And you know what? This was hard for me last week, and it's not going to be hard for me to be a good person this week. Because you're in that moment, you see that, you feel that, passion. But when you're out of it, right? Sometimes we feel a whole lot different on Friday nights than we do Sunday mornings. We feel a whole lot different when we're not that person that's sitting in church surrounded by other people who are, you know, just praising and loving Christ, versus sitting in the office and being around that person that you really don't like and truthfully want to tell off, right? Those moments are so important to understand that it's easier. It's way easier to do things when we feel passionate, when we feel motivated. It's harder to do them when it's in between, when it's that time when we really don't feel like it. But that is truthfully what makes us different. What happens oftentimes with people who set goals and actually achieve them is the fact that they actually execute them. And they're executing those goals when they don't feel like it. Oftentimes when we set goals and we want to make progress on something, what happens and where things go wrong is because either we don't know how to, or it gets too uncomfortable, or maybe we even fear rejection. Maybe we have a goal or a plan that involves possibly pleasing other people or having an audience. That's exactly one thing that stopped me from this podcast, creating this podcast for an entire year. For one whole year, I created 20, I bet you 30 recordings. And all for what? Those moments really, really made me, and it got me comfortable talking. But I felt so unequipped and I had such a fear of rejection. After a year, I literally deleted all of them and I started completely over. And I look back and I think, you know what, actually that was really okay, because I needed that time. And I also needed to understand that I couldn't move forward without being okay with rejection. And I think that that really is something that sets a lot of people back. It's more so just the fear of everything that could go wrong, the fear of what could not work out the way that we want it to. And so I really encourage you, if that's where you're at today, and that's so many people, is to just to take little steps and to work on your goal, to work on making progress, just one little step at a time, and being able to be outside of our comfort zone just a little bit, and to be able to understand that when we reach for things, especially really big things and big goals, when we have really big purposes for us in this life, it's going to come with a lot of baggage. And sometimes that baggage might mean that we are facing rejection, meaning that we have to face a lot of criticism. And that's one thing currently, that's kind of my current season, is I'm understanding where I want to go and what success looks like to me, but I'm understanding all the things that make me really, really uncomfortable, and that's rejection, that's criticism, confrontation. I struggle so much with confrontation and advocating for myself and being able to communicate with people. Oftentimes, it's those things that we're just really uncomfortable with, that we're not quite sure how to do, that we just have to slowly teach ourselves. And it's okay if we don't get it right the first time or the 100th time. Just keep practicing and keep working on just making little tiny steps to reach our goal. Oftentimes, that really is just the thing that gets in the way. When we make plans and we have ideas, but then we don't execute them. So the thing that really sets people apart that execute their goals is the fact that they are reaching outside of their comfort zone. So today I want you to truly focus in on whatever your goal, whatever you want to reach, the person that you want to become. Think about how you're going to get there, and most importantly, think about your foundation. Think about if you are in just the middle of the road, if you're in that in-between time where you're not quite sure where to go. Maybe you don't feel quite motivated. Maybe you don't even feel very passionate. Maybe you aren't quite sure. I encourage you to just keep going. And that's so much easier said than done. Oftentimes, just understand that that means you're just doing something really, really little. And this might mean that if you have a fitness goal and it's hard for you to even get to the gym right now, that means that you literally just go and you sit, or you make it to the gym and you walk a lap. That is okay. We have to stop feeling so guilty for setting such high expectations when we're really truly doing the best that we can. Understand that it really is okay to take the smallest of steps, because once we change those habits, we are rewiring our brain. And once we are getting a little bit out of our comfort zone, we're able to also teach ourselves, teach our nervous systems, teach our brains that it is okay, that we can calm down. We don't have to be so anxious. We don't have to tell ourselves that we're not equipped. We don't have to tell ourselves that we're failures and that we can't do this, or that we don't have what it takes to reach our goals, because we can. But give yourself time. And so if you are that person that maybe you're not at the total beginning, but you're definitely not at the end, and you're not seeing that end result, and you're not there yet, you're not totally reaching that success, I've made it, you know, throw your hands up in the air, but you're in that in-between time, I encourage you to truly just keep going, to give yourself grace, and to work and do the work on yourself, and to do it when you don't feel motivated, when you don't feel encouraged, when you don't feel passionate, and understand that that is truly okay. But to also put yourself in the position to be motivated and to be really pushing yourself and to be able to continue on. And that means maybe putting yourself in certain environments, like around certain people who have the same goals as you. Maybe that means where you're going to church on Sundays and you're feeling that really high, high, and you are feeling so good and so motivated. And then afterwards, maybe you're doing something for even a few minutes. Maybe that means that you're waking up and you are celebrating with an amazing cup of coffee and rewarding yourself before or after you get a 10-minute walk-in, right? It can be the smallest thing, whatever your goal is, whether it is small, big, whether you want to own your own company, whether you want to be one of the best motivational speakers. Start today. I encourage you to truly start today. And that no matter how you feel, that you understand that you are equipped, and that the feeling that you're feeling, the passion that you have, is not for nothing. And understand that every single person on this earth has a talent, has a purpose, and you are equipped for whatever yours is. So I hope that you just continue on your journey today, that you understand that you can do it if you're in that uncomfortable in-between time, that you understand that you just need to keep going. And I hope that you know that you are loved, that you are supported, that you are cared for, and that you can do anything that you truly put your mind to, because you have what it takes to be exactly who you're supposed to be and to do exactly what you're supposed to do. Thank you so incredibly much for listening today. God bless you.